Hello. Thank God for a brand new week, a brand new day, and of course, it's time for a brand new Daily Nuggets episode. If there's anything that we all can be guaranteed in this life, it is that we won't be here forever. Since the beginning of time, people were born, people lived, and people have died. Some of these people we remember and celebrate their life, while others are completely forgotten. Knowing that our time here is limited, it is important to make the most of it, doing the things that matter most. When we die, the people we leave behind will only remember a fraction of what we did while we lived. And that fraction is likely to consist of the things we gave most of our time and effort to, and influencing it begins with knowing what we want it to be. The fact that only a fraction of our life is remembered became more apparent when I read the Old Testament. As you know, the Old Testament summarizes the lives of many people, and for a good portion of them, it was done in a few chapters or less only. After just a short time of reading, I would have covered the entire lives of a few people. In general, only the most significant characters and their most significant accomplishments were included and written. So it got me thinking. I wondered if my life were to be summarized in a paragraph or less, what would I want it to say? If a paragraph was considered to be 5 or 6 sentences, it means that I would have to think carefully about it, as there would be limited spaces to write. I eventually did write what I wanted my paragraph to say. While I always had some idea in my mind, writing it caused me to think about it carefully and pushed me to narrow it down to the most significant ones only. Here's what my paragraph reads. Samuel was a great example of what it means to live a godly life. Through his articles, videos, and presentations, he has helped millions build their faith in God and of themselves. He proved that you can start from the bottom and achieve good success in the sight of God and man. The treasures Samuel acquired in this life cannot compare to the great treasures he has received in heaven. His hard work, sacrifice, and commitment will continue to be an inspiration in the hearts of all that knew him. That was my paragraph. So after writing my paragraph, I recognized that it was simply another way to write a vision for one's life. It becomes your definition of what it means to have lived successfully. With that definition in mind, it is easy to judge every activity or opportunity by its ability to help you fulfill it. Any activity you do that doesn't help fulfill your summary is a distraction. And repeating those daily will ultimately lead you to a failed life. On the other hand, activities that help you fulfill your paragraph will ultimately lead you to a successful life. It is that simple. Friends, family, I encourage you to summarize what you want others to say about your life in one paragraph. Doing so will push you to think deeply about what you consider to be a well-lived life. Conscious of it, you will be able to make better, day-to-day decisions with your destination in mind. Begin writing your paragraph. Begin with the end in mind. And that's it for today's Daily Nuggets. I'm your brother Sam, wishing you all to have a blessed week. And stay tuned for our next episode. Meantime, stay safe and faithful. God bless.